भ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम नमो भगवते रुद्राय ओम नमस्ते रुद्र मन्यवउतो दैशवे नमः नमस्ते अस्तु धन्वरे बाहुभ्यामुदते नमः या दैशु शिवतमा शिवं बभूवते धनुः शिवा शरव्याया तवतया नो रुद्रमृडया ज्ञाते रुद्र शिवा तनुरघोरा पापकाशिनी तया नस्तनुवाशन्तमया गिरिशन्तापि चाकशे यामिषुम् गिरिशन्तहस्ते बिभर्षस्तवे शिवां गिरित्रतां कुरु माहि गुंसे पुरुषं जगत शिवे नवचसा त्वा गिरिशाच्चा वदामसि यथा नः सर्वमिज्जगत यक्ष्मगुंसुमना असत अद्य वो जगति भक्ता प्रथमो दैव्योऽभिषक हरिगुश्य सर्वान् जम्भयन् सर्वान् श्रयातु धान्यः असव्यः साम्रो अरुणौत बभ्रुः सुमङ्गलः ये क्षेमागुम् रुद्रा अभितो दिक्षु श्रिता सहस्रशो वैशागुम् मेडयेमहे असव्योपसर्पदिनीलग्रीभो विलोहितः उदैनम् गोपा अदृशन्नदृशन्नुद आर्यः उदैनम् विश्वा भूतानि सदृष्टो मृडयादिनः नमो अस्तु नीलग्रीवाय सहस्राक्षाय मीनुषे अतो ये अस्य दत्त्वा नोहन्तेभ्यो करन् नमः प्रमुञ्च धन्वनस्त्वमुपयोराद्वियोज्या याश्च देहस्त इषभपराता भगवो वप अवदद्यदनुस्वगुम् सहस्राक्षशतेषु दे निशीलशल्यानामुखा शिवो नः सुमना भव वीर्यम् धनुकपर्दिनो विशल्यो बाणवागुम् मुदा अनेशन्नस्येषव आबुलस्य निषङ्गतिः या ते हेतुर्मेरुष्टमहस्ते बभूवते धनुः तयास्मान् विश्वतस्त्वमयक्ष्मया परिभुजा नमस्ते अस्त्वायुधाय नातताय धृष्णवे उभाभ्यामुदते नमो बाहुभ्यान्तवदन्वने परिते धन्वनो हेतिरस्मान्नृणक्तु विश्वतः अथो यैषु दिष्टभारे अस्मन्निदेतम् नमस्ते अस्तु भगवन् विश्वेश्वराय महादेवाय त्रयम्बकाय त्रिपुरान्तकाय त्रिकाग्निकालाय कालाग्निरुद्राय नीलकण्ठाय मृत्युञ्जयाय सर्वेश्वराय सदाशिवाय श्रीमन्महादेवाय नमः ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
Shri Sai Ram, we the students of 10th and 12th standard of the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School humbly offer these expressions of our love and gratitude at your divine lotus feet, Bhagwan.
Suni suni si is dil mein bhar aayi kahin se khushiyan dekh nahi pata hoon magar tujh se bhari hai duniya तेरे प्यार ने बांधा है मुझे नजर न आए अब दूरियां नजर न आए अब दूरियां
लगे जब जिंदगी तेरी मुस्कान ने भर दी है झोली, जब दुनिया में अपना न कोई, अपना बनाया मुझे तुमने साई, एहसान तुम्हारे कभी न भूलेंगे, प्यार के संदेश गाते चलेंगे, प्यार के संदेश गाते चलेंगे, साई माँ प्यारी माँ, साई माँ प्यारी माँ।
I thought was there a place so sweet, I found that place right near your feet. There's no such place as far away, you're always close, as you would say. Give me the strength, give me the power, give me the heart to feel you, give me the light to see you within. That is all I pray for. Sai Ma, you are our everything. Sai Ma, all we want is you. Sai Ma, all we love is you. All we want to give you today is our love. Sai Ma, you are our everything. Sai Ma, all we want is you. Sai Ma, all we love is you. All we want to give you today. All we want to give you today. All we want to give you today is our love.
Ajay, do you remember that day 12 years ago when we walked into our first standard?
Well, Rohan, all I remember is seeing many crying faces. The kids were crying, for they were leaving their parents. But little did we realize then that we were going to be embraced by the Divine Mother herself.
Yes, Ajay, and these 12 years have rolled by so quickly, with each and every moment of our stay here basking in His divine love.
Yes, indeed. It was always Swami's divine guidance and reassurance. All these years verily speak of His compassion for all of us.
Now, the time has come for us to step out of the portals of this hallowed institution. But I'm sure that each and every one of us will definitely feel His guiding hand taking us through.
Be it the times of sorrow or of immense happiness, we know, Swami, that you have always been there by our side.
And now, Swami, if we all know that even 1,000 years will not be enough to pay our gratitude to you, but this program is just but a humble offering at your lotus feet. Please accept it, Sai Ma.
By the way, Rohan, when was the first time you interacted with Swami?
Yes, that was in my first standard. I had taken the birthday tray and I was seated right here in the veranda. Swami came out of the interview room, gliding past. He came straight to me and he asked me a simple question. Is it your birthday today? I replied, no, Swami. Then Swami lovingly patted my cheek and said, then what? Is it your marriage day? Then all the devotees seated around me burst into laughter.
Well, well, that was sweet and nice. It is not only after joining the school, but in fact, Swami has started taking care of us right from our birth. Brothers Vishal and Sumant have beautiful little memories of Swami's love and concern.
Way back in my first standard, winter vacations, I had got a wound on my fingers. Next day, I decided to go for darshan. When I went for darshan, I found that no primary school student had come that day. So, they gave me an opportunity to sit opposite to the interview room. After a while, Swami came for darshan. Swami came and was entering the bhajan hall. While entering the bhajan hall, I asked Swami, "Swami, handkerchief." Swami told, "Give," and I gave it. At that moment, I realized that I had given my bloodstained handkerchief to Swami. And I thought in my mind, "Swami, that's my handkerchief. Can you give it back to me?" Immediately, Swami turned back and said, "Then give me my handkerchief." After a while, I took out his handkerchief from my pocket, gave it to him, and he gave back my handkerchief. He took his handkerchief, wiped his hands, and lovingly gave it back to me. "Swami, today I stand here knowing that always you are there right beside me. Thank you, Swami. I love you."
Bhagwan often says, "Love is my form." I had an opportunity to experience his love even before the age of 4. My parents and grandparents are ardent devotees of Swami and had the habit of placing any newly bought object before his altar and then using it. Following this example, soon as I had bought a remote control toy car, I placed it before his altar. Seeing this, my relatives began to laugh and said, "Are you expecting Swami to play with your car?" I was annoyed and I felt hurt. I thought, "Swami, surely you will bless my car." And I said it to them and I began to cry. At around midnight or so, I woke up due to loud sirens, somewhat like that of an ambulance. I woke my parents and went to see what was happening. As I neared the altar, I was astounded beyond words. The car which I had placed before the altar was now going round and round in circles, and seated in the driver's place was none other than Bhagwan himself. A small idol of Bhagwan was seated inside the car. That day, my joy knew no bounds. Tears of joy flooded my eyes. "I know, Bhagwan, it was only your love that made you answer the prayer of a 4-year-old child. The love that you showered on me that day was not just of one or two, but that of a 1,000 mothers. Even as I recollect the incident, all I can now say is, I love you, Swami. I love you."
You see, Swami had taken the driver's seat right from the very start itself.
And you know what? Swami had indeed planned our lives even before our birth itself. Let's hear what Brother Sripad has to share with us.
It was the year 1997. My sister was studying in primary school in 3rd standard. Before the day of Raksha Bandhan, Swami would distribute rakhis to all the sisters who had brothers. Swami called my sister and gave her a rakhi. She told, "Swami, I do not have a brother." Swami said, "Take this rakhi. You will soon have a brother. Tie this to him." And that year, I was born on December 5th. How true were Swami's words, and that is how I am standing here in front of you all narrating this. Thank you, Swami, for giving me this life and making me a part of your mission.
M is for mother. Most marvelous mother to me. If we look deeply at the statement, then we come to know about its profoundness. Our dearest Swami has been guiding and guarding us at each and every step.
Aima is so loving and so easy to please that it just takes little bit of our effort to please him. You know, he often says, take one step towards me and I shall take 1,000 towards you. Well, Harish, I experienced this 2 years back in my 10th standard. It was during the Dashara celebrations that I had to take a greeting card to Swami for getting it blessed. We planned to take it on Navami evening, and it was that morning that I realized that the card is far from complete. I skipped that morning darshan in order to complete the card, but landed up wasting my time sleeping. I woke up and realized the lack of time. I got scared that Swami would be displeased with me. I got so scared that I thought I wouldn't take the card that evening. Then I thought, let me keep Monam. At least then I would have some credit. So I observed Monam from that time till that evening. And you know what happened after that, Harish? The ever compassionate and ever loving Sai that evening blessed me profusely by giving me a chain. And not only a chain, Swami blessed me with a ring also. I'm ever grateful to you, Swami, for giving me such an opportunity.
That was really amazing, Datta. Swami not only caresses us like a loving mother, but also corrects us when it is required, like an affectionate father.
Today, Swami, we stand before you to offer you our gratitude for all that you have done for us. By the way, Harish, do you know the best way to express our gratitude to him?
Oh yes, Swami himself told that remembering all the good chances we have got and all the good memories we have is the best way to express our gratitude.
Exactly. The best way to express our gratitude to you, O Swami, is to remember all those wonderful moments we have spent with you. So now, we have Brother Arjun and Brother Chaitanya narrating their experience to us.
Swami is a master, and he can go to any extent to correct us. I had this experience during my 8th standard summer holidays. I used to stay indoors most of the time and would watch the TV by lying down on my bed and sleeping. Thus, I had become lazy throughout the day and I couldn't sleep well at night. One morning, my parents left for work and as usual, I sat down to watch TV. Soon, I fell asleep and Swami came in my dream. In that dream, I was sitting for darshan along with some more people. It seemed to me that these people were aspiring that Swami should speak to them. I too started praying that Swami should speak to me. As he was approaching me, I prayed, Swami, if not anything, at least scold me for doing something. Swami came near me, looked down at me, and chidingly asked, why are you sitting? You ought to be sleeping, isn't it? Thus, the all-knowing Lord corrected me in his own sweet and loving way. Swami, you are always within me, and I am ever grateful to you for guiding me throughout my life. Thank you, Swami.
Each and every father seated in this hall will have one desire in the deepest of his hearts, and that is that his child should be an epitome of perfection. So is the case with our divine and loving father. In my 8th standard, on the day of Krishna Janmashtami, I was given the rare opportunity to go to Swami as Balarama and offer him a rose. Tradition was that after the boys received blessings, they were to go and take their seat towards the Jansai. That year, after I offered my rose to Swami, Swami told us to sit in front of the bhajan group. So myself and the brother who was Krishna took our seats in front of the bhajan group. But the bhajans had begun and Swami called us to the dais. When we went to Swami, Swami began to inquire from us about our names, the classes in which we were studying in, and whether we were comfortable in the hostel. Suddenly, Swami made his face a bit serious and asked us a question. The question was, where do you both come from? To this, the brother who was Krishna said that he was from Vizag, and I said that I was from Bangalore. Swami shook his head. He said, no, where do you both come from? Once again, we gave the same reply, but this time a bit louder. But again, Swami shook his head. He said, no, and posed the same question for the third time. Where do you both come from? Suddenly it struck to me that when we were in primary school, When we were asked this question, our reply would be that we had come from the Lord's lotus feet. So both of us told Swami that, "Swami, we have come from your divine lotus feet." To this, Swami smilingly nodded his head and said, "Yes, this is the correct answer." And immediately Swami created Vibhuti for both of us. The brother who was sitting next to Swami gave each of us a piece of paper to put the Vibhuti in it. Even as I put the Vibhuti in the paper and began to wrap it, Swami took the paper from Krishna and began to fold it neatly, nicely and perfectly. And then Swami asked me, "Did you see the way I folded the paper?" I said, "Yes, Swami." And Swami told me, "You too fold in the same manner." After I had done so, Swami patted my cheek, he smiled at me and told me, "This is the correct and the perfect way to fold a paper." Our loving Father not only expects us to be perfect, but also takes every opportunity to teach us how to be perfect in every aspect of life. What matters to God is how perfectly one does their duty. So, let all of us from today onwards do our duty with complete perfection, so that we make our dear and loving Father happy with us. I love you, Swami, I love you.
Well, those were two engrossing experiences in which Swami showed us how to be perfect in each and every action that we perform. Even though our mistakes might be trivial, He is always there to correct us.
Our mistakes might be trivial, but His suggestions are so deep and profound. All we need to do is just follow His suggestions and we only shall benefit.
Swami has taken due care of us, donning different roles at different times as the time demands. So now, we have brothers Shanmuka and Raghuram narrating their experiences.
It was in the year 2003, month of May. I was writing my entrance exam for first standard in primary school. The results were out and I had passed it. The next one was a medical test. I was sure to pass that too. But to my utter dismay, after the checkup, I saw the doctor speak to my parents. And it looked like as though they were conveying sad news. Upon my repeated questioning, my parents finally told me that the doctor said my body contained very less of hemoglobin. To put it in simple words, I could not do work for long hours and would get tired very fast. My parents took me to many hospitals and a bone marrow test was conducted. The doctor said that my bone marrow was very weak and prescribed dozens of medicines for me to take. They said that if the given medication was followed strictly and regularly, it would take at least 6 months for me to recover. Back at home, we prayed very hard to Swami. I did not have that much time, as the school may not allow me after 6 months. We put all our faith in Swami and knew that He would take care of me. My parents gave me only Vibhuti and Puja Tirtham instead of the medicines. Believe it or not, I was back in Perthi within a month. The doctors who checked me were amazed at the developments that had taken place. I was declared fit and admitted into the school. As I look back over the years, I realize that Swami had taken care of me throughout. Thank you, Swami. Thank you.
Swami granted me this experience when I was in my 6th standard. I had been suffering from throat infection for a few days, and with every passing day, my condition had worsened. It came to such an extent that I was not allowed to attend classes. I was isolated in the dormitory, unable to swallow food comfortably, and my temperature was soaring high. I only cried out to Swami for help. There was nobody around to whom I could explain my predicament. I only intensified my prayers. All of a sudden, I heard the scream that Swami was coming to the primary school. After hearing this, I wiped my tears and made my way down to the rose garden. As Swami's car was approaching, I told Swami in my mind about the infection that had flared in my throat. Swami simply glanced at the affected region and went on as usual. The next day was a Sunday and my parents had arrived. I had a sumptuous lunch and it was only after the lunch hour did I realize that I was cured completely. There was absolutely no trace of infection whatsoever. I am grateful to Swami for not only curing the infection but also for what He was, what He is and what He will be for me. I love you, Swami.
Vandanalu, Swami. Neeku maa vandanalu.
మమ్మలను మీ చింతన చేర్చుకుని 1000 తల్లుల ప్రేమను పంచిన ఓ మాతృమూర్తి, అడగకనే అన్ని ఇచ్చిన మా తండ్రి,
విద్యా బుద్ధులు నేర్పిన ఓ గురుదేవ, భక్తి బీజములు మాలో నాటిన సాయిష, నీ తోడుగా ఈ జీవనం మా జన్మ జన్మల పుణ్యఫలం, మా జన్మ జన్మల పుణ్యఫలం. వందనాలు పర్తీష, వందనాలు ప్రాణేశ.
స్వామి, నీకోసమే మా ఈ తపన.
నీ దివ్య దర్శనముకై,
నీ మందహాసముకై,
నీ పాద స్పర్శకై,
నీ తీపి పలుకులకై మా నిరీక్షణ.
స్వామి, నీకోసమే మా నిరీక్షణ. వందనాలు సాయిమాత, వందనాలు. మా సర్వం నీవే సాయిమా, మా సర్వస్వం నీకే అర్పితం, మా సర్వస్వం నీకే అర్పితం.
దేవునిలో చూడొద్దని రాయిని వినబోయి, తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం మనసాయిరా, సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసిరా. మా సాయి మాటండే జగతికి వేదం రా, మా తండ్రి పాటండే ప్రగతిని నాదం రా. పలుకే దైవం సాయని, పలికిన పలుకే తొలకరి చినుకని, దండాలు సాయి దేవా గండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా, దండాలు సాయి దేవా గండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా. తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం మనసాయిరా, సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా. మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి భేదం రా, మా తండ్రి పాటండే ప్రగతిని నాదం రా. నీ మీద మాశ నీపైన మాద్యాశ, తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దైవం మనసాయిరా, సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా. మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదం రా, మా తండ్రి పాటండే ప్రగతిని నాదం రా, ప్రగతిని నాదం రా, ప్రగతిని నాదం రా.
మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదమురా,
విచ్ మీన్స్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ మదర్ సాయి ఆర్ లైక్ ద వేదాస్ ఫర్ ద రెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. వాట్ అ ప్రొఫౌండ్ స్టేట్మెంట్. హీ సేస్ యువర్ క్యాన్సర్ ఇస్ క్యాన్సల్డ్ అండ్ ద క్యాన్సర్ ఇస్ గాన్ ఫర్ ఎవర్.
దత్త, హౌ మెనీ సచ్ మోర్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్సెస్ హ్యావ్ యూ హర్డ్ వేర్ ఇన్ స్వామి సేవ్స్ ద లైఫ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్?
ఫ్రాంక్లీ స్పీకింగ్, ఐ హవ్ హర్డ్ సో మెనీ ఆఫ్ దెమ్, బట్ యు నో వాట్ హరీష్, ఈచ్ వన్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఇస్ సో యునీక్. Each one so different from the other. This just tells us how much our Lord Swami is ready to do for us. All we have to do is just call out to Him.
And also, in each and every incident, there is a message which is left behind for us to decipher.
So, now let's listen to Brother Satya Siddharth and Brother Bharadwaj.
Swami often says, "Why fear when I am here?" When I was 9 years old, I and my parents had gone on a tour to Sikkim. Our car, we had to go to a lake which is high up in the mountains. Our car was the second car in a long caravan of 8 cars. As we sped along, we soon reached the snow line. The weather began to change and it began to snow hard. The road was soon covered with snow. Suddenly, the car in front of us skid, went off the road and fell down the mountain. We got very scared and we began to chant Swami's name with utmost sincerity. Suddenly, our car too skid. As one wheel went off the road, all shouted Sai Ram in unison, and we closed our eyes. The car suddenly stopped. We looked around. We all were saved. We managed to come out of the car, and we realized that Swami's name had saved us. Truly, Namasmarana is like an emergency call to God. Even in the utmost of dangers, the first thing that we must remember is Swami's name. He will eliminate the danger immediately. Thank you, Swami, for saving my life. You'll remain in my heart forever and forever.
This incident happened to me when I was 8 years old during my summer holidays. One night, I, along with my parents, were returning to our house when a heavy downpour began. We had to take shelter in a nearby bus stop to avoid getting wet as we were traveling on a bike. The rain did not stop. The time ticked and it was nearly 11 into the night. We had to start on our journey back home, and after my continuous persistence, my father agreed. We began. Just while nearing our house, a few meters in front of it, there was an electric cable cut off from its post lying on the road. My father could not see it. He rode the bike over it. The bike began to tilt, and at that very moment, my mother shouted, "Sai Ram!" I was down on the road, my mother very close to me. The bike had collapsed on the electric cable, trapping my father's leg in between. As we got up, we saw a stranger coming towards us. The stranger helped my father get up, and then he told us that we were very lucky because just a few minutes before our arrival, there was a power cut. If it was not for Bhagwan who saved us that night, we'd have all been electrocuted and turned to ashes. Now, when I'm standing here, all I can say to you is, Bhagwan, thank you for saving me that night, because I'm there here today speaking to you and narrating this experience. Thank you, Swami. I love you.
Did you see how our omnipresent Swami saved their lives?
Yes, indeed. Otherwise, imagine yourself in a car with one of its wheels off a cliff.
Well, Harish, do you remember a similar experience which occurred to our Sudhanva's father?
I think I need to refresh my memory.
It so happened in the year 2000, on Swami's birthday, that Sudhanva's father had to attend an important board meeting. At that point of time, he was on an assignment to Nigeria. On his way to the office, suddenly he heard bullets being fired. He got alarmed and panic-stricken. Since he was new to the place, he did not know what all this commotion was for, and he asked the driver to pull the car to the side.
Yeah, then now I remember. The bullets were fired directly at the car, and Sudhanva's father, in a bid to escape, crouched low in between the seats. A few of the shots whizzed past him, missing him just by inches. And then the firing ceased, and then the gang of armed robbers flung open the doors.
Wait. I think we'll let our brother Sudhanva narrate the remaining experience for us.
Then the armed robbers asked my father to give away all his belongings. As my father did so, Swami's photo fell out of his pocket. Very strangely, the armed robbers, seeing the photo, got very frightened and simply dropped everything and ran away. Swami, I don't know how to thank you for saving my father's life. Swami, I love you.
Harish, did you realize that all these experiences narrated till now were that of the past, where we could physically behold Swami.
Well, that is true. But amidst us, we now have many brothers who have not even seen Swami physically. Yet, Swami has taken care of them.
Just a bit curious, how many of you seated over here haven't seen Swami physically? Well, Brother Dheeraj, you seem to be curious. Do you want to share something with us?
Yes, I'd like to share an experience. This had occurred on December 16 last year. That night, I had a dream. In my dream, I was sitting in the 12th commerce classroom. I suddenly happened to see Swami entering the classroom. Swami walked towards me. I knelt down, folded my hands, and closed my eyes. All I could say was, Swami, I'm really very grateful to you for taking care of me all throughout my life. Swami, you're always with me in the times of joy and sorrow. Swami, please remain with me forever. Thank you for giving me a first darshan. I opened my eyes, which were filled with tears. To my utter amazement, I saw four more Swamis emerging out of Swami. There were five Swamis in front of me and were smiling at me. The next moment, everything went blank. I woke up and looked at the photo of Swami in my room and thanked him for taking care of me and giving me my first darshan. Swami, I'm really very grateful to you. I love you, Swami. I love you.
That was a very interesting experience indeed, wherein Swami granted five darshans at once to Brother Dheeraj, and that too appearing...
Wait a minute. I think Brother Vamsi Krishna has to share something with us.
Thank you, Brother Harish. I had heard Swami many times say that God is your only friend, and this was my mantra. From childhood, I had made Lord Ganesha as my best friend. This year during the sports meet, I was part of the drama and had a small acting part. But just a few days before, I came to know that I wouldn't be doing it and would only be part of the voiceover. I felt very bad and went to the stadium and started crying. As I was crying, I remembered my best friend Ganesha, and he knew that surely he would help me. So that evening, when we went to Mandir, after having my Samadhi Darshan, I prayed to Swami and then I went to Ganesha and started telling, Ganesha, what is this? I just wanted to do something for Swami for sports. You are my best friend. You only have to somehow do something and go to Swami and convince him to give me a role in the drama. And so saying, I did pradakshina, prayed to Ganesha and came back to hostel. The next day morning, someone came and told me that if I wanted, I could be part of the dance. I laughed. Dance. The last time I had tried dancing in my life, in my second standard in primary school, I had fallen down and broken my leg. And I had never even imagined of doing a step after that. But something inside was telling me to just go and try. So even though I was very confident I would not be selected, I just went and tried. And to my utter amazement and disbelief, I was chosen and also danced in front of Swami on the final day. If I was able to dance in front of you, Bhagwan, on the final day, it's only because of you. Swami, thank you, Swami, so much. I love you.
That was a very interesting experience indeed.
And now, we have some of our brothers offering their gratitude to Swami in the form of a violin symphony.
You know what, Harish? It's interesting to know that these brothers have been blessed by Swami on numerous occasions.
That's really great. So now it's over to them.
thinking of this gratitude program, I am reminded of what happened 2 years back in the year 2011 in our 10th standard. The 12th standard boys then had prepared a skit based on a drama narrated by Bhagwan himself.
Yes, it was the Chinna Katha, I remember.
Yes. Even as the boys prepared and practiced the skit, they felt the divine hand guiding them at every step to enact that particular skit. But due to Swami's physical health condition then, the boys never got an opportunity to offer it. It was only on 25th March that year that Swami himself called a boy with a greeting card and blessed him. He then inquired if the boys were putting up some drama. The boy, Vidyasagar, excitedly narrated to Swami the entire drama, to which Swami's divine mysterious command was, "Drama Chayali," the drama has to be done. Little did we know that that was going to be Swami's last darshan to the public in the physical form.
Yes, and we know, Swami, that the message of the drama is not only for us, but for everybody, as it speaks of the determination one must have to reach his goal. Now, with gratitude, Swami, we offer that very same drama at your lotus feet.
Once upon a time, there lived a young lad whose only aim in life was to attain moksha. In pursuit of his sole aim, he approaches a realized master.
Pranams, Gurudev.
Chiranjeevi Bhava, what do you seek, my boy?
Gurudev, my wish is to attain moksha. Please grant me a mantra using which I can achieve my goal.
Moksha? You speak much beyond your age. I am prepared to give you the mantra, but for that, you should first become worthy of it.
I will do anything, Gurudev, for that, and that alone is the very purpose of my life.
Then come, I shall give you the mantra.
To the boy's surprise, the master doesn't give him any mantra. Instead, he takes him to his hermitage and makes him wait and wait. 12 years have passed and the boy has been carrying out his duties sincerely in the ashram. Time might have elapsed, but his perseverance and determination to attain moksha have remained as strong as ever.
Pranams, Gurudev. Ayushman Bhava. Son, today I am very pleased with you. I will fulfill your only wish. I shall grant you the mantra.
Ah, the mantra.
Come with me to the banks of the holy Ganges.
After they reach to the banks of the holy Ganges.
My child, this is the most awaited moment of your life. Take a dip in the holy waters of the Ganges.
As you wish, Gurudev.
Mysterious indeed are the ways of the Lord. The master plan is known only to the divine master. Even as the guru awaits his disciple's arrival, he realizes that the time to shed his mortal coil and merge with the supreme has arrived. A moment that cannot be postponed. The all-knowing master then writes the mantra on the sands before departing. Strangely enough, a lady dancer who is passing by witnesses this and very shrewdly decides to make use of the opportunity. She writes the mantra on a leaf and rubs away the impressions of the mantra on the sand. She then securely places them in her ear studs. On the other hand, the boy returns and finds his guru missing.
Where is Gurudev? Gurudev?
Gurudev, oh no, where could he have gone?
Boy, you seem to be searching for someone.
Oh yes, my Gurudev asked me to go for a dip in the holy Ganges, after which he promised to give me a mantra. And now, he is missing. What could have happened to him?
Yes, yes, I saw your Gurudev here. I think he found this time auspicious and he has taken Mahasamadhi.
Mahasamadhi? Oh Gurudev, for 12 long years you strived to make me worthy of receiving your great mantra. And today, when I need you the most.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Your guru wrote something on the sands. I carefully copied it down before it was blown away by the winds of destiny.
Oh, venerable lady, how thoughtful of you. Could you please give it to me?
Calm down, my boy. Don't worry. I will surely give you the divine mantra. But before that, follow me.
And so it was. The boy followed the lady because his only aim was to attain moksha. Not for a day, a week, a month, or even an entire year. The boy ceaselessly serves the lady, bearing all the insults and the ill treatments for 12 long years, because he hopes to get what his master wanted to give him. His job was to accompany her on the khanjira as she danced. The place where the boy lived was ruled by a righteous king who was in search of the most pious person in his kingdom.
O faithful ministers, I wish to know who is the most holy person in this kingdom. Bring to my presence the most holy person you find.
O king, we could arrange for a debate on the sacred scriptures and invite all the learned scholars of this land.
What's your opinion, O noble one?
Arrange for a grand feast, and note that even as everyone partakes the food, the temple bells shall ring of their own accord when the most holy of them partakes his share.
What a wonderful solution. Mantriji, let it be announced in every nook and corner of the kingdom that the king invites all the people for a grand feast.
As you command, Maharaj.
On that day, different kinds of people, the poor and the learned, the ignorant and the rich, all of them came.
The day has almost come to an end. Thousands have been fed and we haven't heard the bells ring. Alas, is there no holy person in our kingdom? Oh, the bells are ringing.
Yes, indeed, the bells are ringing on their own.
Ah, at last we have found the Holy One. But I don't see anyone here. Then how could this be possible? Surely there must be someone here. Ministers, look out for the person partaking food in the surrounding areas.
As you command, Your Majesty. Here he is. He must be the noble one. Oh, holy one, you need to be taken to the royal court.
Me? But why? I haven't done anything wrong. I am innocent. Please leave me.
Please don't mistake us. The king seeks an audience with your holiness.
O King, here is the Holy One. He was found partaking the leftovers of the feast. And when he ate it, the bells started ringing by themselves.
Blessed indeed am I to behold the Holy One. O great soul, could you please enlighten me about the path you have followed?
Maharaj, I am just an ordinary person.
The boy then narrates his entire story to the king. The king is touched. The wise king comes out with a clever plan to outwit the lady dancer and retrieve the mantra.
It would be my pleasant duty to help you. Inform the dancer that the king summons her to the palace for a performance.
As you wish, Maharaj.
The boy returns to the palace with the lady dancer.
O lady, I have heard of your mastery over the art of dance. It would be my great honor to have a dancer of such a great reputation to perform in my court. I have never been a witness to such a stupendous performance. Here, please accept these gold earrings as a token of royal appreciation. But I see that you are already wearing a beautiful pair of earrings.
No, no, these are of no value.
Dandalayya, dandalayya, toti dandalu.
ఉంటే స్వామి వినీవని మాటకటే చాలు, నీ మాటకటే చాలు. దండాలయ్యా దండాలయ్యా కోటి దండాలు శతకోటి దండాలు, అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవని మాటకటే చాలు, నీ మాటకటే చాలు. ఆటలొద్దు పాటలొద్దు నీ మాట వింటే చాలు, చిరులు వద్దు గిరులు వద్దు వరదార్థం ఒకటే చాలు, గెలుపు వద్దు ఓటం వద్దు చల్లనైన చూపే చాలు. దండాలయ్యా 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 కోటి దండాలు శతకోటి దండాలు, అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవని మాటొకటే చాలు, నీ మాటొకటే చాలు. పాలనందుకుని పాలించే దురవంట ఎన్నో ఎల్లుగా మాకై త్యాగమూర్తివై నిలయి, కన్నీరును పన్నీరుగా మార్చే మా దేవుడవంట. దండాలయ్యా 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 కోటి దండాలు శతకోటి దండాలు, అండనుండే స్వామి వినీవని మాటొకటే చాలు, నీ మాటొకటే చాలు, మాటొకటే చాలు, నీ మాటొకటే చాలు.
As the boy in the skit perseveres with determination, we must all place ourselves in the role of that very boy and understand the purpose of our lives.
The skit also tells us the amount of determination and the sincerity of effort that we must have to achieve our goals.
We must all now follow the master, face the devil,
fight till the end and finish the game.
जिंदगी लहर थी आप साहिल हुए,
न जाने हम कैसे आपके काबिल हुए, नहीं भूलेंगे हम उस हसीन पल को
जिस दिन आप हमारी इस छोटी सी दुनिया में शामिल हुए.
डियर स्वामी, वी विल फॉर एवर बी ग्रेटफुल टू यू फॉर ऑल दैट यू हैव डन फॉर अस,
फॉर ऑल द पेन्स यू हैव टेकन फॉर अस,
फॉर ऑल दैट यू हैव गिवन अस
एंड फॉर ऑल द लव दैट यू हैव शेयर्ड ऑन अस.
थैंक यू स्वामी.
Thank you for everything.
We love you, Swami.
तेरी सूरत माशाल्लाह, तेरी मुस्कान माशाल्लाह, तेरा प्यार माशाल्लाह, तेरी ममता माशाल्लाह. तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ हैं, तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ हैं. तुम हमारे दिल में हो, तुम हमारे सांसों में हो, लड़कता है तुझे ये जान कुर्बान है, तुझे ये जान कुर्बान है. तुम जीवन के आधार हो जाए, सबके दुलार तुम हो जाए, ख्वाहिश दिल के तुम हो जाए, दिल तेरा दीवाना जाए. तुम जीवन के आधार हो जाए, सबके दुलार तुम हो जाए, बारिश दिल के तुम बताई, दिल तेरा दीवाना सा. तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है, तुम हो तो जिंदगी में खुशियाँ ही खुशियाँ है. तुमको हम दिल से चाहते हैं, तुमको हम दिल से पूछते हैं, इस दिल की इबादत हो तुम
పితా దినబంధు సఖా. సాయి మాత పితా దినబంధు సఖా. తేరే చరణో మే సాయి మేరా కోటి ప్రణా. చరణో మే సాయి మేరా కోటి ప్రణా. సాయి మాత పితా దిన బంధు సదా. సాయి మాత పితా దిన బంధు సదా. సాయి మాత పితా దిన బంధు సఖా. తేరే చరణో మే సాయి మేరా కోటి ప్రణా. సాయి మాత పితా దిన బంధు సఖా. సాయి మేరా కోటి ప్రణా. ముజే శక్తి దో మేరే సాయి శివా. ముజే భక్తి దో మేరే సాయి శివా. ముజే మూర్తి దో మేరే సాయి శివా. సాయి మాత పితా దిన బంధు సఖా.
రామ రామ సాయి రామ. సుందర నామ మధుర మనోహర సుందర నామ. శ్యామల కోమల నయన భిరా. శ్యామల కోమల నయన భిరా. రవికులమండల రాజన రా.
बता मुस्लिम सारे आते हैं तेरे बारे
Shiva Shankara, Hara Hara Mahadeva Kailashavasa.
Govinda Krishna Vitale, Venu Gopal Krishna Vitale.
Sadguru Deva.
शांति ही समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
Shanti, shanti, shanti.